Time now for us to chat with some of the RNIB's campaigns team for our monthly catch-up, where we look at some of the big projects, and indeed reminding you that if you've any issues you'd like to discuss with them, it's dead easy to do. We'll give you contact details a little bit later. It's the first one of 2024, so let's delve straight in. Ross is with us.
Hi, Alan. Yep, to look back on sort of a busy first month of the year, we've got Megan, who is our public affairs officer, who's going to be talking about a recent visit to RNIB's Grimaldi office by Annalise Dodds from the Labour Party. And we've also got Max Hood, who is our senior regional campaigns officer, who's going to be giving us an update on the campaigns discussion group and how people can sort of get involved with hearing about campaigns.
Let's hear from Megan first of all then. It is an election year by the looks of things, and many charities will be getting involved with the MPs and the prospective MPs as well, the political parties, to get their points across for the manifestos, no doubt. And a Labour visit, Megan.
So, as you were saying, it's a general election year, most likely. And Annalise Dodds is the Shadow Secretary of State for Women and Equalities, as well as the chair of the Labour Party and Policy Forum. So she's really one of the key people that RNIB wants to be engaging with ahead of the general election to ensure that the needs of blind and partial sighted people are on the agenda for any future government. So for that reason, we were thrilled that she visited RNIB's Grimaldi office in London. She met with RNIB, people with lived experience, and organisations across the disability sector to discuss what steps government can take to support disabled people to enter and retain work. She got to chair a roundtable discussion on employment, which was attended by disabled people and campaigners from across the sector, many of which had lived experience. So people shared their difficulties accessing support and equipment, and also talked about how outdated beliefs and a lack of understanding of disability among employers are among the key barriers to employment. So we know around 11,000 people with sight loss are currently looking for work. So it was good to hear Labour's proposals to tackle both the employment gap and also the pay gap which disabled people face, and that the right support is available.
And as you say, Megan, you know, hugely important that the people in power, the politicians, get to hear from, you know, the people at the sharp end, if you like. So not just from campaigners like yourselves or from charities like RNIB, but they're hearing from the voters and, you know, the people who are affected by their policies. And, you know, employment is such a huge thing. That attitudinal change needs to happen. You've got work around, you know, improving the access to work service. I mean, that's ongoing as well. I suppose they had a lot to say to her.
RNIB have been working closely with the Department for Work and Pensions to kind of improve access to work, and we know that waiting times are coming down, which is great, but they're still too high. And Annalise, yeah, she definitely took that on board.
I suppose as well as employment, you know, that was a big thing for RNIB last year. And we spoke with Matt, the chief exec, for his annual review in December. And one of the big things for this year he was talking about was eye health, the eye care pathway, the support that's out there as well. Was that discussed?
Yes, so Matt, he met with Annalise shortly before the roundtable and did talk about eye health and talked about our asks on eye health, which was great. It was a really productive conversation. Annalise also got to meet with our clinical lead for eye health, Dr. Louise Gao, who separately discussed with Annalise ways to improve practical and emotional support for patients using NHS eye services, and also the role of eye care liaison officer, Sir Ecklers, in this support.
She came to the building, the new Grimaldi building in London. Was there a tour there as well? Did you get to have a look around?
Yeah, we did. It was fantastic. So Annalise also saw the accessibility features of our new office in Grimaldi, including the sensory inclusive lighting systems and inbuilt tactile services inside and outside the building. So we're so grateful that she took the time to find out more about not only the policy changes, but also the ways that buildings can be made more accessible, because RNIB really are leading the charge in this.
Thanks, Megan. And yeah, of course, in the run-up to the election, the policy campaigns team will continue to engage with the Labour Party and all the other parties as well to try and make sure that they hear our asks and that, yeah, blind and partially sighted people are high on their agenda. So the next topic that we're going to hear about is the campaigns discussion group, which Max Hood, who's our senior regional campaigns officer, is going to sort of tell us all about and how people can get involved with that. Alan.
Great stuff. Maxid, thanks to you also for joining us today. So tell us about the groups.
It's a group that meets monthly on the first Friday of each month, 2 till 3:30. Run on Teams, but if you aren't able to get onto Teams, you can join via your phone. And if you have trouble joining by phone, we can dial you in as well. The usual sort of format of the meetings is that you get an update of national campaigns to start with, and there may be some local stuff in there as well. And then that's usually followed by a speaker on a specific campaign area. Now, those campaign areas are suggested by people in the group itself. We also give campaigners the opportunity to talk about what they've been working on specifically. And sometimes we have external speakers coming on as well. So we have had transport providers and DWP talking about various things.
So if people get involved in these, they can become volunteer campaigners. There's all sorts of training if they want that as well. Because you really want the voices or their voices, that lived experience within this.
Like I say, everybody's welcome to join, and it does range from volunteer campaigners to supporters. But if people want to find out about campaigning and are thinking about doing something in their area, then you know it's a good place to come and find out more about what's currently happening, what they can do. And it's an opportunity for campaigners to share their experiences in terms of what they've done in relation to a campaign and how it's worked out for them, and just learn what their peers are getting up to across the country as well. Well, last year now, but it was the rail ticket office closures campaign where our policy officer came and talked about how people could take part in the consultation and what sort of campaigning they could do. So, you know, writing to MPs, writing in the local media and talking to their local councillors as well. We've also had a great interest in financial inclusion. So that covers things like accessible banking, flat bank cards where the embossing has been removed to accessible chip and PIN services, accessible ATMs, and that usually leads on to things like, you know, when you're in a shop, part of the accessible shopping experience is an accessible chip and PIN machine, but then it's also packaging, getting around the shop. So that's something we're going to be looking at over this coming year at some point, is accessible retail. As we've already mentioned, there's a general election coming up, so we'll be talking about the general election itself and what campaigners can do to get our sort of manifesto for blind partial sighted people on the agenda with MPs or prospective candidates. And we'll also be talking about accessible voting. So, you know, we want our campaigners, supporters and people from the community just to get involved and bring their lived experience to campaign.
Some really big campaigns there, Maxud, you know, national and, as you say, local, regional as well. Let's hope people do get involved, more people get involved, in fact. Shamin, if people want to find out more about campaigning, you know, maybe you want to join the groups or they have a question if the campaigns team are something that's really niggling them that they'd like you to look into, what's the best way to get more information or to get in touch?
There are different ways people can get in touch with us. You can email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk. You can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @RNIB_campaigns. But if you have any sort of wider issues that you want to ask about, you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, and you can also read any of our news items on the RNIB website. If you go to rnib.org.uk/news, and you can select campaigning as the filter, and then you'll be able to read about everything that we get to.
Fantastic. Well, another monthly campaigns update for us. The guys will be back again next month. But for once, to Ross, to Megan, to Maxud and Shamin, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.